Our disappointment. But the time of expectation passed. This was the first close test brought to bear upon those who believed and hoped that Jesus would come in the clouds of heaven. The disappointment of God's waiting people was great. The scoffers were triumphant, and won the weak and cowardly to their ranks. Some who had appeared to possess true faith seemed to have been influenced only by fear, and now their courage returned with the passing of the time and they boldly united with the scoffers, declaring that they had never been duped really to believe the doctrine of Miller, who was a mad fanatic. Others, naturally yielding or vacillating, quietly deserted the cause. I thought, if Christ had indeed come, what would have become of those weak and changing ones? They professed to love and long for the coming of Jesus, but when he failed to appear, they seemed greatly relieved, and went back to their carelessness and disregard of true religion. We were perplexed and disappointed, yet did not renounce our faith. Many still clung to the hope that Jesus would not long delay his coming. The word of the Lord was sure, it could not fail. We felt that we had done our duty, we had lived up to our precious faith. We were disappointed, but not discouraged. The signs of the times denoted that the end of all things was at hand. We must watch and hold ourselves in readiness for the coming of the Master at any time. We must wait with hope and trust, not neglecting the assembling of ourselves together for instruction, encouragement, and comfort that our light might shine forth into the darkness of the world.